Greetings. We are the gate of heaven and the earth for the purpose of invading the earth with the life of heaven. Jacob received this revelation when he fell asleep in a place that he thought was isolated and separated from God and others. While he was asleep, he had a dream in regard to the reality of who he really was. He was part of the family of God, meant to fulfill the destiny of God's family upon the earth. Where he was, God was. He was the gate of heaven and the earth. This is our path of destiny as well. We are not isolated from God, and God is not isolated from us. Where we are, He is. And we must know that where He is, we are also. We are one with Him in heavenly places so we can bring heaven's grace into our world. When Jacob received this revelation, he stood the rock that had been his pillow upright, and it became a pillar testifying of the house of God. He poured oil upon it as a testimony of God's manifest presence and anointing upon the house of God in the earth. This is not a day for us to be asleep. We are the house of God. Each of us are called to be pillars of God's presence in the earth for the purpose of God's will in our generation. We were born for such a time as this to invade our world with the power of heaven's grace. We are born to bring life to our world. Peter had this same revelation in another way. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 18. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Peter's revelation came by the voice of God in his heart. He heard the voice of his heavenly Father from within his heart. Jesus said that this was the key to being the place of God's manifest presence in the earth. It is hearing God's voice that empowers us to be a part of the unshakable testimony of Christ in the earth. God's manifest presence within us is what empowers the anointing and authority of Christ from within us and around us. Hearing God transformed Simon to Peter, the little rock. But the little rock Peter was transformed by the big rock of hearing God's voice from within his heart. Peter means little rock, but Jesus said that upon a huge rock he would build his church. I believe that that huge rock was not just Christ, but the revealing of Christ that came by hearing the revelation given by the Father in heaven. I also believe that it infers that the rock of the body of Christ, the church, is made of little rocks that are transformed through a relationship with God as their Father, and the power of His transforming voice at work within them. The revelation that comes from our Heavenly Father to our hearts also defines the substance of our lives. We become the substance of Christ in the rock of Christ. The thing that Jesus said would be built by that revelation was His church. It was His called out assembly for governmental decision in the earth. It was His bride, His wife, His co-partner in heaven and earth. The church would prevail against the gates of Hades. Hades is the realm of the dead. The testimony of the church would be greater than the power of the gates of death in the heavenlies and upon the earth. The testimony of the life of God in our lives and through our lives would be more powerful than the onslaught of death upon or around us. Those who have a revelation of Christ are like Peter, and they are given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. They are given the power of the government of heaven. They are able to bind on earth things decreed from heaven to see them bound in heaven. They are able to loose on earth things decreed from heaven to see them loosed in heaven. Those with the revelation of Christ in their midst are part of the called out assembly of divinely empowered believers equipped to make heavenly decisions upon the earth for supernatural releases of heaven to the earth. The influence of the realm of the dead are overpowered by the influence of life from the kingdom of heaven within our hearts. This is the key to being true salt and light in our world. It is for this purpose and testimony that we must lead the body of Christ. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.